And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let me read a couple more verses from that same chapter. This is the next verse. And during the supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, he had come forth from God, was going back to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking the towel, girded himself about. And then you know the story, how he washed their feet. And in verse 12, Jesus says, and so when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? And you call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, neither is one sent greater than the one who sent him. And if you know these things, and you are blessed if you do them. I love that scripture because I love it anywhere in the scripture says, if you'll do this, you'll be blessed. I like it when I walk in the blessing of God, don't you? And we'll use phrases like breakthrough or whatever. That's what he means when he says you'll be blessed. There's going to be some supernatural favor and activity released on your life. But here's what it says. This is a devotional I wrote this morning. This is one of my favorite scriptures that I come back to a lot. But the Lord just speaking to my heart again, some things he's told me over the years, is that most believers that I know and I understand, and we're in a day when Christians are being stirred up, especially young people who don't have near as much religious stuff to deal with, garbage and baggage to overcome. They're believing for Christ-likeness in their lives in terms of signs and wonders ministry. They're being called to. There's example. There's enough older people now who are dreaming dreams so that young people can have vision. I understand all that. But sometimes we get the cart before the horse, and what we in the desire to live an extraordinary life and to have at the end of our life an extraordinary tale to tell about the life we lived in Christ. I think that we don't understand that love in its lowest expression is the most miraculous thing that you and I can do. Because it was the big price that humanity paid for in the fall. And sin in the end is just ultimate self-centeredness. And so here's Jesus about to face the cross. This is his last little time with the disciples before the Via della Rosa and the crucifixion. And it doesn't appear to be one of the great miracles like Jesus has done, and yet I believe it was the most miraculous kind of thing that Jesus did. And Jesus says to them, he said, do you know what I've done to you? And then he says, you need to follow my example and do this to each other. And if you hear what I'm saying to you and you do them, you'll be blessed. You see, one of the things the Lord told me a long time ago, and you know, he can tell you something, and yet 20 years later, you're still just kind of getting it. You know what I'm saying? But you're glad he told you, but he just sort of gets in you more. And God uses events in life to teach you some things too. But an extraordinary life is not a life that does extraordinary things. It's a life that does ordinary things with extraordinary love. And it's from that posture that all the signs and wonders flow. If you get that miracle down, all the other miracles will come forth from it. Because if you go back and read the Gospels, most of the time it says when Jesus was moved with compassion, that's when signs and wonders followed. Compassion for others carries the greatest level of anointing. Knowing you're his favorite carries an anointing. And from that, him becoming your favorite carries another level of anointing. But having his heart for his favorites, which are people, carries the highest level of anointing. And it says about Jesus that he did this simple thing. He got down in the dirt. I love what it says about him. It says that, I love them who you gave me who are in the world to the uttermost. Holy Spirit puts that there on purpose. they were in the world, and everybody in the world is affected by the fall. We want to love people who have clean feet, because that's not very dirty, right? But it's people who are in the world who are all affected by the fall. Love happens down in the dirt. And in transparency, it says that Jesus laid his garments aside, got down his hands and knees, and washed their dirty feet, giving them an example that that's where love happens. And it may not look like supernatural, but it is the most supernatural thing of all. And God will bless that. The other signs and wonders will follow that. But you got to get down in people's dirt. You can either be one of two kind of people. If you go back to the example in John chapter 8, when they wanted Jesus to stone the woman caught in adultery, you can either be a foot washer or a stone thrower. There are only kind of two in the body of Christ. Unfortunately, the vast majority are still stone throwers. But doing extraordinary things, just, and what's so cool is just whoever comes next. Is it in the coffee shop line or in the Walmart, or you're passing by somebody, or you have a chance to pause and say, maybe it's just a simple smile or just a kind word. You say, I don't have time. Jesus laid aside his garments. If you're going to walk, if you're going to get down the dirt and love people in the ordinary, you're going to have to lay some stuff aside. He was very intentional. We have to be very intentional. He told his disciples about the woman at the well. He said, would you lift up your eyes? You've not seen the harvest was right in front of you the whole time. You didn't see it. This broken human. And maybe it's just one smile that brings the wrecking ball of the love of Christ that'll change a person's life. I don't know. But if you don't lift up your eyes and become intentional one person at a time, and this time of year, we're out there a lot, aren't there? People are just moving around everywhere. What opportunities? Oh my gosh. Remember what the Lord told me a week ago? He said, that person in front of you, that's the big show. Not when you're in Brazil speaking to thousands of people. This is the big show. And this, I've told this story, I tell it again. A few years ago, we were in Uganda. And we were speaking at this sort of outdoor street party. And it was put on by a group of women from different denominations to raise money for projects they were having. So there were a gazillion people out there. And they had loud sound systems and a guy walking around on stilts and dancers and music and all this kind of thing. And the guy who was the MC, I didn't know until later, was the leading warlock in that entire region. He was famous. But he couldn't translate my Southern English very well, so they had to put somebody else to do the translation. But before, when I started to teach, you know, they did all the stuff they do, and people, dignitaries give their speeches, and then it was my turn to preach. And then all these women who were putting this on were all dressed up in their own little uniforms that they'd gotten together. And as I'm teaching, the Lord spoke to me really clearly. He said, I want you to go, because women in Africa particularly treated horrible. You know, one of the things that we pray for, almost every woman we pray for in Africa has real back issues because they're the ones who carry everything. The men do nothing. They're trying to change that, but that's just the way it is. That's why you'll see them carrying stuff on their heads and the men walking along doing nothing. And there's a lot of unfaithfulness and just horrible things that go on, unfortunately. And the church has not always been very nice to the women there. And so they were all there, and the Lord said, I want you to stop talking. And I want you to go over and get in the midst of all these women. And it was the dirt. I had my suit on. He said, I want you to get down in the dirt on your knees. And I want you to ask their forgiveness on behalf of the church. And being an archbishop over there, it carried a lot of weight. There were Catholics and Protestants, all kinds of people there. So I got down on my knees and went over there and got on my knees and asked their forgiveness on behalf of the church as an archbishop. For the mistreatment of women. and just honor their dignity and their humanity. And then, of course, there was crying and all that kind of stuff. Well, the breakthrough that happened from that, because that was the great miracle. And the breakthrough is we saw hundreds and hundreds of people get healed and didn't know until the next day we're driving out of Jinja, and it's on the radio that this warlock, who was famous, we didn't know how famous he was, had given his life to Christ that day when he saw the love of Christ expressed. And we didn't know that. And it was announced all over the radio through that entire region of Uganda. Because the greatest miracle, love, postured us to be blessed with the things that we call signs and wonders. But the greatest sign and wonder of all is you just stopping just for the smile. Because a smile that carries the love of Jesus can be a supernatural thing that can change a life forever. But you got to lay aside whatever you're intent. You got to slow down, lay aside, become intentional. So if those of you who are like waiting for the big ministry, you know, that dream that you've been given, you know, every charismatic thing ever gone to the prophetic word, oh, you're going to reach thousands and millions, you're going to run around the nations. It's just when you walk out your door, this door, the big show's out there. And it all looks like faces of human beings. Amen? Amen. Who have dirty feet. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.